How many also know that shame is broken in the name of Jesus? Your sin, the sin that condemns you, is gone under the blood of Jesus. Lift high His royal banner. He separates sin from you as far as the east is from the west. How far is that? Too far to know. Forever. We have so much to be grateful for. And as the gentlemen bring and as the people bring the elements, we're going to celebrate communion. We do that once a month in this church. And the reason we do this is He tells us to do this in remembrance of Him. But communion is not a funeral dirge. It's a celebration. And so when we celebrate, we get a little vocal sometimes. If you're a guest with us, it's all right. And we have a great time. Thank you, guys. Because the Bible says there is so much for us to be grateful for. He's done it for you. Can you say that with me? He has done it for me. Jesus did this for me. For I received from the Lord, 1 Corinthians tells us, chapter 11, verse 23, that which I also delivered to you, Paul says, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, take, eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. So as we celebrate this, we do this with a sincere heart of thanksgiving for what Jesus did for us and continues to do for us. If there is sin in your heart between you and the Lord, and you haven't taken care of it yet this morning, take care of it right now. Keep a short account with God. Ask Him to forgive you, to wash you clean. If there's sin between you and someone else who's here, take a moment. Go make sure it's right with them. If there's something difficult between you and someone who is not here, make a commitment to the Lord that you'll take care of it on your first opportunity. Lots of churches used to say, don't take communion. Well, the heart of God is not that we not take, but that we take. So if you have tried to make it right with someone else and they're not cooperating with that, they just won't make it right with you. You've delivered your heart. You've done what you can. So you give it to the Lord and then participate with joy and thanksgiving. We've got so much to be grateful for, don't we, church? So we're going to take a moment just to be quiet before the Lord. Take care of anything. Go to anybody if there's a need. And then we'll participate together. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, with utter and complete thanksgiving, we come. Thank You for washing us clean through the blood of Jesus that You shed for us on the cross. Thank You for being beaten for us, Your body bruised for us, for our sins that we don't have to have them anymore. Thank You that You were buried. And thank You that You rose again. Thank God You rose again. And Lord, the Bible tells us now You live to pray for us. You're praying for us even right now. And You're right here in this place this morning. We are just so grateful. So Lord, as we participate in the bread, we remember You this morning. And we believe this is Your body broken for us. And we participate with thanksgiving. Let's all take together. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus, that Your body was broken for us, so ours don't have to be. Thank You for the good news. Now, Lord, as we consider the fruit of the vine, we understand it's Your blood shed for us that washes us clean, that makes us whole, that ratifies this new covenant signed and confirmed and sealed by your blood. We have a new testament, a new relationship with our Father God, because you healed it. Thank you, Lord. Come on, say it with me. Thank you, Lord, for washing us clean through your blood. Now let's participate together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you this morning. The Eucharist, the celebration, is good news in Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Can you applaud the Lord? We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being so gracious, so great, so kind, so loving, so marvelous. Oh, God, we give you praise. We worship you, Lord. Lord, we high-five you this morning. We high-five you this morning. Kick him up.